This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, fighting resource extraction companies toe-to-toe in Wyoming. 40% of the nation's coal is produced in a huge Fort Union deposit under the Powder River Basin in Wyoming. Mines cover hundreds of square miles of ground. Oil and gas operations also proliferate through the state. It's possible to drive more miles along many of Wyoming's roads without seeing people than it is not to see a horsehead well pumping away or a storage tank somewhere on the horizon. It's not hard to imagine the deep pockets that these kinds of extraction companies have in a small population state with less than 600,000 people stretched over a vast land area in the 10th largest state in the country. Agricultural and ranching operations work alongside of all of these operations, so as do the families that make the state their home and workspace. And that's where the rub comes in. In Sheridan, I popped in to say hello at the headquarters of the Powder River Basin Resource Council, which is at the front line of this fight in much of the eastern part of the state. I'd spent a couple of days doing training with the Powder River staff in the mid-70s when the organization was in its relative infancy, though now it has 45 years under its belt. Part of the regional community organizing powerhouse of the Western Organization of Resource Councils, founded by Pat Sweeney to coordinate many of these organizations and their fights. Powder River set down a wide footprint on environmental issues related to extraction industries and how they affect ranch and ag communities in Wyoming. Currently, a central campaign focuses on something called self-bonding. But we're not talking about Wall Street here. The law in Wyoming requires coal companies to guarantee that they will reclaim the land that they mined. And given the climate and annual rainfall in much of the state, that's a huge job. Sounds good so far, but the state also lets the company self-bond, which means they can claim that they're putting up money in reserve to do that reclamation work. The frequency of coal company bankruptcies in the current energy economy is regular, so a self-bond is just about worthless. Importantly, Powder River has made this a signature campaign. In Sheridan, I also met with Rob Davidson, the executive director of Council of the Bighorn Range, focusing on the Bighorn region of northeastern Wyoming, especially the four huge counties that overlap the U.S. Forest Service region. The council is only a couple of years old and hopes to build along the same lines as Powder River. The council can also claim some recent victories, including preventing the Forest Service facing cutbacks from Washington to consolidate its offices and close one on the west side of the Bighorn Mountains. Thankfully, grassroots organizations of committed members and organizers like these are standing in the way of Wyoming. And if not, Wyoming and its stewardship of our national lands, waters, and ranges would be even more imperiled. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.